This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Keystone XL pipeline gets all the press, but the fact of the matter is that there are already more than 2 million miles of pipeline out there carrying oil, natural gas, other petroleum products as well, chemicals to boot wherever they need to be. There's a fight going on over a proposed pipeline down on the Georgia coast where the company that wants to build it is asking the state to use eminent domain to let them do it. And that, as Molly Samuel reports from WABE, is going over about as well as you'd expect it to.
Eddie Reddick owns a tree farm near the South Carolina border, and he is mad.
This tree will eventually die.
We're on his family's 845-acre property in Scriven County. A few weeks ago, surveyors for the energy company Kinder Morgan came out here, and Reddick says they drove over some of his young pine trees.
See, there's a nice, vigorous growing seedling, about 7 foot tall. That's been run over.
Now that tree and others in its row are bent over sideways like long grass on a windy day. They're all pointing in the same direction toward a wooden stake with a pink ribbon fluttering at the top.
Here's the first stake, and it says proposed pipeline.
This is where the Palmetto Pipeline would travel through Reddick's land.
It continues in a southerly direction through this young pine plantation till we get to a wetland branch. 700 feet on down the line.
The energy company Kinder Morgan wants to build this 360-mile pipeline along the Savannah River and then down the coast to Florida. It's split off from another bigger pipeline the company owns that carries gas from Gulf Coast refineries all the way to the Northeast. Reddick says he thinks the pipeline would take about 4.5 acres of his farm permanently out of production. That's a small amount of land for Reddick, but he says it's the principle of the thing.
As a private landowner, feel like you're being run over.
But Alan Foer says this is about planning for the larger community's needs. He's a vice president with Kinder Morgan.
We're looking at not just service now and what the needs are now in Georgia. We're trying to look at the next 20, 30 years.
Foer says right now, Savannah's fuel comes from ships or trucks. The pipeline would be cheaper and more reliable.
Savannah in particular is one of the few areas that doesn't have direct pipeline capacity.
It would cost about $1 billion to build the pipeline, and it eventually carry about 150,000 barrels of fuel a day. Foer says all of the gas is for domestic use, not for export. And he says Kinder Morgan will only use eminent domain where it has to.
Our use of that, if granted, is extremely rare. Over 98% of our properties are acquired by amicable resolution to the satisfaction of landowners. So we're talking about a small, very small number.
But a lot of landowners are upset about the idea. At a public hearing earlier this month, a couple hundred people turned out. There were environmentalists concerned about fragile wetlands, but the most vocal opponents, people angry about a private company taking their land.
I'm Jeff Mallard. My family's been here, my mama's people, and my daddy's people been here since 1700s. And I don't agree with eminent domain.
People want to say, this is my property and you can't have it.
That's Peter Appel. He's a professor at the University of Georgia School of Law.
And the fact of the matter is, that's not true.
Appel says eminent domain serves a purpose. The government uses it to build highways and post offices and parks. And yes, states can grant it to private companies too.
A pipeline similar to a railway line is almost a classic case for when eminent domain makes sense.
It makes sense, he says, because it's going to serve the public by delivering gas. And a pipeline's route isn't really that flexible. Kinder Morgan can't twist and turn around every landowner who doesn't want to sell. But Appel says just because the pipeline is a good candidate for public domain doesn't mean Georgia has to grant it.
It really is up to the government to decide, are we going to put our power behind this project?
Governor Nathan Deal came out against the plan earlier this month, but under Georgia law, it's the commissioner of the Department of Transportation who makes the decision. The deadline for that decision is tomorrow. If the commissioner gives the green light, the project will then need to go through an environmental review. In Scriven County, Georgia, I'm Molly Samuel for Marketplace.